That is the question. Are the Blues ready for Game 4 tonight? They didn't look ready in Game 3. Let's hope they're ready for Game 4. Are you ready, St. Louis, to stay up until midnight to watch this game and be bleary-eyed at the office tomorrow? Because the NHL has scheduled this game for 8:30 tonight, and it may not happen until 8:45. Good evening. Welcome to That 590 Show. I'm your host, Matt Berger, alongside Matt Rocchio. And behind the dials is John Giamatti Rudolph, still sporting that New York Yankees lid. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line, 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter, at 590 Show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Reminder, we will be at Rosarita's Cantina, 1235 Washington Avenue on Friday. Terrace Cinco de Mayo. That's original. I came up with that all on my own, Matt Rocchio. Don't look at me like that. It's not like I heard that on Game Time this morning, St. Louis Game Time this morning when I was driving into work. Terrace Cinco de Mayo before Game 5 of the second round of the NHL playoffs between the Nashville Predators and your St. Louis Blues. So make sure you swing on by. It's not going to just be us. I think almost the entire 590 lineup is going to be at Rosarita's on Friday. So make sure you swing on by. Have a couple of burritos, have a couple of margaritas, and then head up to Scott Trade.
Yeah, I think we're closing down a 12-hour run there, essentially.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think it would be technically be a 13-hour run.
Yeah, it's going to be a marathon at Rosarita's on Friday. Really looking forward to
so
it.
So really, even if you're not heading out of the game, if you got to just grab some food.
And it's Cinco.
Somebody's going to be there.
It's Cinco, okay? It's kind of like
We're not telling you to not go to work on Friday. Like, we here at 590 The Fan would never advocate such things, but why else would you not be at Rosalita's afternoon?
I'm really hoping you're blessed. I'm really hoping you're blessed enough that you have a job where you're allowed, days off, vacation days, sick days, maybe even a volunteer day, and take that day off on Friday and then just go down to Rosarita's, have a burrito, have a shot of tequila, have a margarita, and then hopefully watch the St. Louis Blues defeat the Nashville Predators in Game 5 of the second round of the NHL playoffs. Joining us at 6:20 will be Clay Byersdorfer from RedbirdDaily.com. At 6:40, Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com. And then at 7 o'clock, Howard Balzer from BalzerFootball.com and the Hall of Fame show on the NFL channel on Sirius XM. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Plenty to talk about tonight. We will talk about the Cardinals, obviously, kind of blowing that game. I don't know what they're going to do with Colton Wong. I think at this point, they just need to get rid of him. I still think that he can be a great player in Major League Baseball. I just don't think he can be a great player with the St. Louis Cardinals. And I just think it's time for there to be like a mutual parting of ways, I guess you could say. Kind of like an amicable divorce. That's what the Cardinals and Colton Wong need. Because I don't think Mike Matheny's the right manager for Colton Wong, and I just think Colton Wong, he just needs a fresh start. He's still a young player. I still think there's a lot of talent out there. You see some of the plays that he makes. He sometimes can make just outstanding plays out on the field, but the most routine ones, he seems to flub, and there's no excuse for that. So I don't know if it's a lack of confidence, and I don't know maybe if there's another manager out there who can give him that confidence. I just know that I don't think Mike Matheny's the guy for it. So maybe it's time we all quit kidding ourselves and end this marriage.
Well, Matt Berger, it's not his job to develop the young players.
Well, yeah, we've heard that before, too. Beef Momo said, I thought it was called Rosalita's. Isn't that what I've been saying? I've been saying Rosalita's Cantina. Maybe I haven't been. You text in at 855-282-8255. Another flub that Colton Wong had last night was the base running mistake, and I can't really hang that one on him either because he was getting the go sign from the third base coach, put his head down and run, and then when he looked up, suddenly he was given the stop sign, tried to slam on the brakes.
Yeah, we want to come down on Colton Wong, but that's not Colton Wong's fault.
No, I don't think it is either. But Colton Wong is saying, hey, you can put this L on me. He told everybody there, you can put this L on me. And in 2013, when he was the final out of that World Series, when he got picked off first base, and that young man stood there in front of his locker, tears in his eyes, because he was the last out of the World Series, and answered every single question that the reporters had for him. I'm like, that's when I thought that kid was going to be a star. So far, it hasn't turned out to be that way. Beef Momo says, it's sounding like I'm saying Rosarita's.
Well, if we said that, we apologize. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to be at Rosalita's.
Rosalita's.
Washington.
All apologies, Beef Momo. Good outing, though, last night from the pitching staff, from Michael Wacha. He looked pretty good.
That's been the one thing that we haven't really talked about, because the rest of the season has been so poor up to this point, is the fact that Michael Wacha is surpassing pretty much everyone's expectations, and he's living up to everyone's hopes, which was he could return to some semblance of what he was in the past. So we haven't talked about it again because there's been so many problems with the defense and the base running, but beyond Mike Leake, I don't know if there's a brighter spot on this Cardinals season so far than the start of the season by Michael Wacha.
The thing with Michael Wacha, though, is that sometimes he starts out great. It's finishing the season that we always have a problem with Michael Wacha. The past couple years, it hasn't been, you know, if he goes on the DL. It's when he goes on the DL. And hopefully that won't happen this year. But it's funny that right now you could say the two worst pitchers on the Cardinals pitching staff are the one and the two, Carlos Martinez and Adam Wainwright. You could very easily say that. And Beef Momo, I love you more. But Michael Wacha was great last night. That's a game last night that the Cardinals probably should have won. And it's going to be maybe another one of those wins, or one of those games rather, potential wins, that at the end of the year when they're going to be a couple games out of the wild card, maybe even a couple games out of first place considering the struggles of the Chicago Cubs, where we're going to be like, damn, have we won those couple games against Milwaukee in early May and against Cincinnati in the end of April, maybe we'd be in a different spot right now. One game you win in April is one less you got to win in September.
That's true, but you're fooling yourself if the mindset isn't different from the players, though. So I just don't. I obviously that's true. Game matters just as much in September or April as it does in September. But the fact of the matter is, it never feels that way. And I have a feeling that it cannot be just a mindset that hits the fans. That has to hit the players as well. Especially considering these guys are ramping up. They didn't, you know, they were never doing they were never playing their full game in spring training. They're always trying to do one specific thing to work on during spring training. So they're ramping up to start it off. So yeah, it'd be nice, but I mean, let's be honest here. That it's not the same thing.
Clay Beiersdorfer will be calling in here in about 8 minutes to discuss the Cardinals season thus far. But a big hockey game tonight in Nashville. Game 4 between the Blues and the Predators from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. And when I was watching that game Sunday afternoon, I wanted to bring this up with Luke Korak.
But game? I thought that was I'd more accurately describe that as a shellacking.
Shellacking. That'd be a fair assessment as well. But when I was watching that game shellacking on Sunday afternoon, the announcers kept talking about how loud that arena was, and it didn't really come across that way on TV. And normally when people around St. Louis complain about the national announcers, I usually wave my hand and say, it's all in your head. They're not being that biased. Man, it kind of sounded like they were rooting for the Predators pretty hard in that game. Maybe it was just me, but normally I'm not that sensitive towards that. I'm almost always sticking up for the national announcers. But it sounded like Kenny Albert almost had money on the Predators winning that game. They kept talking about how loud it's getting and never seemed to be too slow to compliment the Predators on anything they were doing in that game. It was kind of interesting, but I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why would they care if the Predators advance? It's not like Nashville is a large market. It's a smaller market than what St. Louis is. It's not like they have a big national star on that team, unless you're counting P.K. Subban, who I guess he kind of is.
Let's be honest. I'm an NBA fan, so there's nothing I love more than the conspiracy theories about the league gaming the system for L.A. and New York teams. but stop it. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened since the late 90s.
I'm not.
People are crazy. No, I'm just saying people are crazy.
Oh, I know they are. And the great example of that.
Must we indulge the craziness, Matt Berger?
No, we don't really need to. The best example of that is the game.
I think we definitely should indulge the craziness. That's entertainment for me, but fine.
The best example was Game 5 against the Minnesota Wild in Minnesota, and it was Earth Day. And everybody on social media losing their bleep because the little NBC icon in the corner of the upper right-hand corner of the screen was green, and everybody thinking that was NBC signaling that they were in the tank for the Minnesota Wild.
That just reminds me. I don't know why that just reminded me, but Dorothy Light was at it again. By the way, it wasn't actually her, but I'm now forever, the rest of my life, if there is a Cardinal fan who's getting angry about stupid little things, I don't care if it's a guy. They will now forever
be
known as Dorothy Light. So Dorothy Light was in the news again because somebody went and complained to Colton Wong about his walk-up song.
Yeah,
His walk-up song is the new Bruno Mars single.
I heard TMA talk about that this morning.
So they... Oh, I forgot you were up that early.
Yeah, I have a job. That's why. I don't get to sleep in till noon like other people.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, Giamatti. But yeah, so we had a complaint about his walk-up song, which is a new Bruno Mars song because it says "Sex by the Fire at Night" every time. In other words, Cardinal fans, the team might be slowing down, but you guys are in mid-season form.
Yeah, well, I mean, who really pays that close attention to the walk-up music? It's only on for a couple of seconds.
Well, Berger, if you had to explain it to your kids, you would too.
I guess. Well, okay, yeah, like their kid is sitting around really going, "Mommy, what's that song?" I don't buy that for
clearly. That's what's happening. Else, why would they take to Twitter to tell us about their outrage? Unless, of course, it was directly affecting their child's livelihood, Matt.
Well, because most people use their kid as a shield because they're uncomfortable with something. What's the thing you always hear about why they don't like seeing people who are gay, you know, holding hands or showing any kinds of affection in public? Well, what do I tell my kid? Well, your kid's probably not really asking any questions about it. You're uncomfortable with it, and you're using your kid as a shield.
We're getting a text here from the Creve Coeur Cutie. In the entirety of baseball, in a baseball season, we will have lost games we should win just as we will win games we should lose.
And that
harkens back
correct.
To my favorite phrasing yes. in baseball. Everybody wins 54. Everybody loses 54. It's all about what you do with the other 54.
That's true.
It's my favorite saying in baseball.
I'm just talking about games that you should have won against like allegedly inferior competition.
That's another question. Are the Brewers inferior competition? We're starting to look at them now, and this isn't the Reds who tailed off after a week.
The Brewers are actually looking legitimate. That Eric Thames is something else. Yeah. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to keep us up for the entire season, but he looks good.
No.
But you never know. He could come out of nowhere and have a fantastic year, and this be his only fantastic year.
And I hope that happens because I really want to see how many officials from certain teams are able to be so stupid as to make public comments that he's juicing.
Yeah, and I like his reaction.
Because right now we're at two.
I got plenty of blood. I got plenty of urine. Come take what you want.
We're at two. I think if he keeps up this pace, we could see an even dozen.
It's going to be interesting. 4 this evening, let's head to that 590 Show Sports Update Desk and Matt Rocchio.
And speaking of those Cardinals, they will be in action against the Brewers tonight in Game 2 of that 4-game series. It'll be Carlos Martinez taking on Willy Peralta. Peralta 4-1 on the season, but a 5.19 ERA on the other side. Carlos Martinez will look for his first win in his sixth start of the year. He is currently 0-3 with a 4.71 ERA. The lineup for tonight's game, again, about an hour out. No changes from yesterday. Fowler, Diaz, Carpenter, Jerko, Piscotty, Molina, Grichik, Wong, and then the pitcher's spot. In Cardinals news, Tyler Lyons, relief pitcher, has been relegated to the 10-day disabled list. That means that Sam Tuivalala will be recalled for his spot. And in other news, Luke Weaver is off the DL and will pitch for Memphis tonight. So there's some positive news. Adam Scheffner is reporting that the Denver Broncos and former Chiefs running back Jamal Charles have agreed on a 1-year contract. In other NFL news, Kelvin Benjamin, had his fifth-year option picked up by the Carolina Panthers. Sammy Watkins, though, did not have his option picked up by the Buffalo Bills. I'm Matt Rocchio, Friday Night Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Clay Byersdorfer from RedbirdDaily.com. You're listening to That 590 Show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.